worshiping with us today. Check us out online at salivingfaith.org, where you can discover other ways to stay connected, like Tuesday Gospel Air, our Wednesday Bible study, or our men's prayer call on Fridays, and many others. We look forward to seeing you.
This morning, church family, that the song that the praise team sung before I came up here was so true, and it ties right into what's going to be the message for us this morning. I sought the Lord, and Minister Terrell was hitting on some things too this morning. When he was mentioning going to a restaurant. So we are going to be kind of sticking in that same frame of thought. And I know some people may get hungry after I get through with this word. So our title for this morning is going to be The Right Food for Our World Today. The right food for our world today. And our scripture passage will be John chapter 6. And we'll be starting in at verse 26 and going to verse 35 from the New Living Translation. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. I don't have too many pages rattling, so we're going to move on. All right, and it reads, Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. You want to be with me because I fed you, not because you understood the miraculous signs. But don't be so concerned about perishable things like food. Spend your energy seeking the eternal life that the Son of Man can give you. For God the Father has given me the seal of his approval. They replied, we want to perform God's works too. What should we do? Jesus told them, this is the only work God wants from you. Believe in the one he has sent. They answered, show us a miraculous sign if you want us to believe you. What can you do? Now, y'all think about that. That's kind of bold to be saying that. After all, our ancestors ate manna while they journeyed through the wilderness, the scriptures say. Moses gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus said, I tell you the truth. Moses didn't give you bread from heaven. My Father did. And now he offers you the true bread from heaven. The true bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Sir, they said, give us that bread every day. All right. Jesus replied, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his holy word. I want to start out with this question for you. What are you hungry for? What are you hungry for? Now, this message, I believe in keeping up with what is called the KISS principle when it comes to bringing the word. Now, I made some changes with the KISS principle. It's not the one that they use in the secular world. The KISS principle I'm talking about is keep it simple, saints. All right, y'all got that? Keep it simple, saints. All right. And these 3 points will be, what kind of food are you really looking for? The second one will be a clear response. The third will be the eternal sustenance. And we're going to get into that. That may not be too big of a word. I try not to stick with those $20 words, so we'll get there. So, faith family, as I stand here today, by the grace of the living God, to bring a message, and for the family members who are out there watching by Facebook, this message is for everyone today. This message, it doesn't have to be loud to be effective. This message, I don't have to do a lot of kicking, hooping. You're not going to see me jump off stage. That's not going to happen. All right? But what I really want us to think about today is, what kind of food are you really looking for? In verse 26, Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. You want to be with me because I fed you, not because you understood the miraculous signs." Brothers and sisters, so often in our world today, people want what we used to call, back in the day for me, people always want the hookup. Everybody wants something for free. They want that, they want that extra little piece. They want that, "Hey, can you give me the hookup on this deal? Can you give me the hookup on that deal? Dr. Jesus, I heard you gave them 5,000. You fed 5,000 people. Can we get the hookup? Dr. Jesus, can we get the hookup? You want us to believe you, Dr. Jesus. Can we get the hookup?" So let's think about this now. In our world today, people are constantly searching for something. People are constantly looking for, some people are looking for peace. Some people are looking for status. Some people are looking for just plain money and power. Some people are looking for just comfort. All right? So, as we see this today, and we look at the scriptures, we find that this crowd is following Jesus after several things had occurred. Yes, Jesus fed the 5,000, and Jesus appeared to his disciples. But see, we still have people coming up to him who want to see a miraculous sign. Now, Jesus dealt with them straight to the point. And as we find today, people so often will be quick to follow someone who says that they have the answer. We even have politicians, I'm not going to say the person's name, who says that they are the answer. They can solve everything. Now, brothers and sisters, let me just tell you this. Anyone who says they have all the answers, watch out. Watch out. Anyone who tells you, "Oh, I got all the answers you need." No, watch out. So I just want us to just keep some things in mind and just to think about, what are we hungry for? As we get ready to leave church today, sometimes we'll be going to get what I sometimes call the gospel bird, going to our favorite restaurant. And when you go to those restaurants, you're anticipating that the food is going to be cooked good, all right? Some people may want to step up in price range, and some people may go to Red Lobster, and for those who are really high dollar, they want to step up to those big steakhouses. That's for some. But just realize, when you go there, you're going with an expectation of a meal. And I want to say this for you. When you seek the Lord, as the words in this song that we just heard, there's an expectation. He heard and he answered. Yeah. Jesus knows what we need. Yeah. Jesus knows what we need before we even ask him. Jesus knows what we need if we're hungry. Jesus knows what we need if we're in thirst. Let's remember, he is the one that we are to seek. And when we think about what we need, I want us to also think about verse 28, where Jesus, he cut it straight to the white meat. He said, believe in the one he has sent. Yeah. It's about believing in the Lord. Yeah. It's about trusting in him. So when we think about trusting in him, we have to really go back to the basics. Trusting in God's word. And that's when sometimes you have to go back and go back to John 1. John 1, and where it says, the word was with God. In the beginning was the word, and the word already existed. The word was with God, and the word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. He was there. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. So, brothers and sisters, as we think about what we're dealing with in our world today, trust God. Seek him in everything that's going on. It may be dealing with a battle of cancer. Trust God. Seek him. Ask him to step in and help you with that. Tell him, you know, we can't do it. And yes, we can trust the doctors, but ask God to help the doctors. Yeah. Ask God to guide them. Ask God to show them the way. And brothers and sisters, our Lord also showed us how to handle attacks. And now, I know most of you know this, but if you don't know this, y'all, we are in a spiritual war. You know, y'all know that, right? And the enemy is always on the attack. And the enemy sometimes may attack us with food. Okay, and now here we go. The enemy may attack us with food. And just to show you the enemy will attack us with food, let's go to Matthew 4:4. When after fasting 40 days, the devil, the enemy, came to tempt Jesus. Now, Jesus showed us the playbook. Okay? Jesus showed us how to deal with the enemy's attacks. Yeah. Yeah. So in Matthew 4, we see, during that time, the devil came and said to him, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become loaves of bread. Jesus told him, no, the scriptures say, people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. When you get that attack, that enemy attack, don't let the enemy win by having you seek an answer where you shouldn't be seeking an answer. Don't let the enemy win by having you seek the old things that you used to do. The old things, if it was getting that drink. The old things, if it was taking that smoke or something you shouldn't have been doing. Don't let the enemy hit you that way. Defeat the enemy with the word. Hit the enemy with the word. Say, devil, you're a liar. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens me. I have the power in Christ. It's not me. It's through Christ. Fight the devil with the word. When you are hungry, seek that spiritual bread, that bread that will strengthen you, that bread that will strengthen your spirit, man. Trust him and seek him. Now, let's talk about a clear response. Now, when this crowd was coming at Jesus with these little comments, the response of our Lord and what he gave the crowd was crystal clear. When they responded about miraculous signs and their ancestors, Jesus said, I tell you the truth. Moses didn't, now let's get this right now, Moses didn't give you bread from heaven, my father did. And now he offers you the true bread from heaven. The true bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Now, their response, sir, they said, give us that bread every day. Now, they said, give us that bread every day. Brothers and sisters, that bread we should be seeking every day. That is a bread we should be consuming every day. That is the bread we should be taking in. Now, physical bread has its nutritional qualities, but if you eat too much physical bread, that can be a little rough on you. Especially if you eat too much physical bread in the form of toast with butter on it and whatever choice of jelly you want to put on there. Too much of that, your sugar levels will start going up. For those of you who need to monitor that, some of you may start getting the nods, okay? So that's that temporal bread. Yes, it may do a little bit for this flesh body. But let's talk about the spiritual bread.
Yeah, yeah,
the spiritual bread that can build up our spirit man or spirit woman. That is the key part. So again, what is your desire? And as I said before, many times people have struggled with addictions. Many times people have been searching for something and they got trapped into addiction. And with this, the question is your desire found in the bottom of a bottle? No, it's not. Is your desire found in the satisfaction to fulfill fleshly desires? Now, I'm going to keep it PG, but I believe, hey, if you're an adult, you guys know what I'm talking about. The enemy will attack you with those types of things. My brothers and sisters, what are you hungry for on a daily basis? Is it for the things of this life or the things that are eternal? What are you hungry for every day? When you get up in the morning, I know sometimes it's important for people to eat something with their medication. You know, we understand that. But I challenge everyone, when you get up in the morning, start off with prayer.
Yeah.
Start off with the word of God.
Yeah.
Take that word in. If you're driving and you have to drive to work, hey, put the word on. Hear it, take it in.
Yeah.
Taking that in daily, that's building up the spirit, man.
Yeah.
That's how we get stronger. That's how we can sustain the attacks of the enemy. One thing where people can get trapped in is when people start putting their dependence in other human beings. So many times people end up disappointed when they seek to find an answer in someone else to fulfill their needs.
Yeah.
That one you need to be looking to first and foremost is Jesus.
Yeah.
That one you need to be looking to help you when it's a dark period is Jesus. The Lord will put people in your path to help you. The Lord will bring you to a point where you'll have someone who can stand in the gap with you. There have been times, even with me, when I had some rough days at work dealing with middle schoolers. And one particular day, things were so rough, I said, I need to call someone and just have someone pray with me. And Brother Alan Jones, I called him up. This was middle of the day. And, you know, we talked about it and he prayed with me. Have someone you can call up to stand with you in the gap, to pray with you. So I want us to think about this. The answer for your every need is in Jesus Christ. Jesus said in his word, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Brothers and sisters, ask, what have I been hungry for and what have I been seeking? Many years ago, I'm going to tell a little something. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this, but there was a time in my early 20s, I worked during college to get extra money. I worked in a country and western bar. Now, I know you're going to say that, yeah, that was interesting because someone of this hue, skin, working in a country and western bar in Southeast Ohio. Interesting. But what I want to mention about that, when I think about trusting in the Lord and calling on Him, many times people will be searching for what it is love. And going back to this bar, one of these songs that they would always play, these country songs, and it was by someone named Johnny Lee. It was called Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places. Now, brothers and sisters, I know that I probably am not the only one that have had those moments when you were looking for love in all the wrong places. You were looking in the wrong place. Instead of looking at Susie or Jerry or whoever, or Johnny or Benny, whoever, you should be looking for Jesus. Going to Jesus, asking Him to help you with what you're dealing with. Going to Jesus, asking Him to help you with that fight. Going to Jesus, asking Him to help you deal with that situation. That's the love that we should be looking for. That's the love that we should be seeking. That's the love that never fails. He never fails. And this brings me to the eternal sustenance. Now, I said I was not going to bring any big words. So, brothers and sisters, what we all need, Jesus is. He is the eternal sustenance. So, let me just break this down real quickly, what a basic definition of sustenance. Sustenance is food or drink which a person, animal, or plant needs to remain alive and healthy. Now, we need the Word to remain spiritually alive, spiritually healthy. We need the Word to remain spiritually strong. We need the Word to shore us up when we get hit with things from the left, things from the right. We need the Word to strengthen us. And brothers and sisters, when we think about our 4x4 challenge, this is what we can be telling people about when we talk about the 4x4 challenge or when we're talking with people. Let them know that there is help. Let them know that there's something that can help sustain them. Let them know it's the Word of God. The Word of God will help bring them through. Let them know that there is help, and that help is in Jesus. Let them know that if they are spiritually hungry, there is bread that will last forever. There is eternal bread, eternal sustenance. Let them know about Jesus. There is a promise for all those who seek the Lord. For all those who are hungry, you shall be filled. The Word says that. Everyone listening on Facebook, I don't care where you're at. You could be in the United States. You can be overseas. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and you will be filled. There is a promise for all those who trust in our Savior. Try Jesus. Listen to the words of these verses spoken to the crowd. In verse 36, he said, "But you haven't believed in me, even though you have seen me. However, those the Father has given me will come to me, and I will never reject them." Y'all, that's a promise. He will never reject us. That's a promise. No matter what your past looks like, He will never reject you. No matter what people say you used to be, He will never reject you. No matter if people say you used to be a hellraiser, He will not reject you. People could say you used to be a drunk. He will never reject you. Trust in him. Trust in him and watch what he'll do. Watch what he'll do. Jesus also said, "For I have come down from heaven to do the will of God who sent me, not to do my own will. And this is the will of God, that I should not lose even one of all those he has given me, but that I should raise them up at the last day. For it is my Father's will that all who see his Son and believe in him should have eternal life." That's something worth shouting about. Hallelujah. We have something. We have something beyond this world. We have something beyond who's in the state house. We have something beyond who's in the White House. We have an eternal promise. We have the promise in Jesus. We have a promise no matter how people treat you. If they want to talk about you, let them talk about you. You have Jesus. If they want to plot against you, tell them if you're digging one, you better dig two. Trust in the Lord. Trust in him. Watch what he can do for you. Even if you had a bad week, you may have had people telling you you were no good, nothing's going on for you. Trust in the Lord. Take it to Jesus. Seek him. I sought the Lord. He heard my cry. He pitied my every groan. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus is the answer for our world today. Jesus is the food that our world needs. So often, yes, we have pretty much every time you look on the news, there's a war going on here, war going on there, killing here, killing there. Jesus is the answer. Trust him. You might have tried everything else. Now, I know we have saints here, but listen, if there's anyone here who has been struggling, if you're on Facebook and you've been struggling, no matter where it is, what's going on, trust the Lord. Try Jesus. Try him. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see. Give him a chance. Trust him. Give him your issue. Watch what he'll do. Watch how watch what he can do in your life. And one of my favorite verses that is always an anchor verse for me is John 3:16. "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." And you have to hit 17 with that. God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, to save the world through him. I gotta get my glasses straight. Okay, to save the world. Brothers and sisters, this is a personal thing that we're looking at. When we are hungry, what are we hungry for? When you encounter someone who may not know Jesus, pray for them. Talk to them. See what they're hungry for. Yes, it might even be physical food, but let them know that there is a need and someone who can meet that need for the physical and the spiritual. Yeah. The spiritual is so important. Yeah. This is a personal appeal. It's just for you. I don't know what everyone in this congregation may be going through. I don't know what everyone out there watching by Facebook may be going through. You may be going through the midst of a battle right now. But know that there is a battle fighter named Jesus. Know that there's a lawyer in the courtroom named Jesus. Know that there is a doctor in a sick room named Jesus. Know that there will be a friend when there's no other human friends around named Jesus. Know that if your mother and father forsake you, you have Jesus. Know you can trust him. Know that he loves you so much. He stretched his arms out wide for you. He stretched his arms out wide and he endured for you. He endured being lied on. He endured being spat on. He endured being beat. He endured being whipped. And he never said a mumbling word. He endured all of that and went to the cross for you. Yes, this may be 2024, getting ready at some point going in 2025? But realize what Jesus did over 2,000 years ago was for you. Put your name in front of it. He did it for you. When he was put up on the wooden cross, when they put the spikes in his feet and the nails in his hands, it was for you. Put your name in front of it. He did it for you. Put your name in front of it. When the soldier took the spear and pierced him in the side and water and blood came streaming out, it was for you. It was for you. That was for you. But that's not all. When the earth started rocking back and forth, when it started getting dark outside, the worst total eclipse that they knew, it was for you. They thought it was over. The devil thought he won. The devil put him in the grave. The devil thought he had him locked in. 3 days later, he got up with all power in his hands. He got up. And you know what? When he got up, our victory was in Jesus. He got up with all power in his hands. He got up. And when he got up, we can get up. We have that victory in Jesus. Trust him. Put your trust in him. No matter what's going on, put your trust in him. If it's marriage problems, put your trust in him. Problems on the job, trust in Jesus. Everyone, tell someone about Jesus, the food that the world needs. Praise the Lord. Bless you.